What if the fruit became the seed? What if the fruit became the seed? See, it's very important that I bear fruit. Why? Because there's going to come a day for me, and I think for everybody here, and for everybody viewing on our live stream and Camel Simulcast, Channel 9, Fox 9, whatever it's called, whether they're here or in Maine, because I suspect every single one here one day will stand before the judge of all. And on your judgment day and on my judgment day, what is the fruit that we will bring? If there's no fruit, judgment day will not go nice for me or for you. 100, 60, or 30-fold. So it's so important that the soil of my soul is cultivated. I need to turn over the soil because it's there. And within that soil, it can be rocky. And we heard what Jesus says, if it's rocky and, you know, if we were to plant seeds on this floor, it probably wouldn't grow. It needs to be cultivated. It needs to grow because God wants you and me. In fact, God created you and me to bear much fruit. Now, it doesn't matter if you want to bear 100 or 60 or 30, but at least 30-fold you and I have been created for. You know, it's been a while since a lot of us have been in school, but if there's a multiple choice question, A, 100, B, 60, C, 30, D, all the above, E, none of the above. You can pick any one of those. How much fruit will you bear? Just don't pick E, none of the above. Because you and I were created to bear fruit. All of us were created to bear fruit. That little child over there was created to bear fruit. The littler child over there, created to bear fruit. The elderly woman in a nursing home was created to bear fruit. The group from Lakeville here, celebrating a birthday, escaping Lakeville, coming to Edina to celebrate a birthday, created to bear fruit. So what if God is using the coronavirus pandemic to cultivate my heart? I mean, God is God, right? Does anyone not think God is not God? God is God. God can use anything and use that to create good, to transform something, anything, the worst evil God can use so that it might actually bear fruit down the road. And so when the Romans built the Roman road system in ancient Rome, that road system was what was used by the early missionaries to bring the gospel out to the world. God used the Romans. They didn't even know it. Don't tell the Italians. So what if God is using this coronavirus to actually cultivate my heart so that when we get done with this pandemic, I will be holier? Wouldn't that be great if I was holier at the end of this pandemic? Now, I'm not praying that that should be the case, because if that's the case, then this pandemic might go on for another century, because I'm not all that holy. But God can actually use this. So I've been reflecting on that. This morning, as I was putting my socks on, I thought, that's it. Socks. Suffering. Obedience. Charity. And then you might ask, what's the K for? Kevin. Socks. Suffering. What an incredible line we heard in Romans 8:18 today. I like Romans 8:18 because 8:18 is my birthday. But Romans 8:18, I consider that the sufferings of this present age are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. The sufferings of this present time are as nada compared to the glory to be revealed. This past Friday, had a beautiful funeral. Your mother's. Your mother, Rosemarie, always sat right here. And when she sat here, the whole world knew it, because she had a hat that was about this big, some wild color, and she had a dress that was always flamboyant. True? And a personality that could fill this whole space. And my time here, I got to know Rosemarie and her joy, her love for life, and her incredible faith. But over the last couple years of her life became more difficult. And her last months she spent in one of our senior residents here in town and wasn't allowed to have a billion visitors because she liked a billion visitors. You couldn't visit her too much. And so my last visits were either over the phone or on some type of Skype type thing, including the day I think she died. And I wanted to cry because I wanted to be there and embrace her. And I could see the sufferings that she was enduring, like that it was not easy for her to be alone, to be only with a few family versus her huge family or all her grandkids. That's not how she envisioned her last days, I guarantee it. But there was something as I viewed her and as I reflected on her life that her sufferings have encouraged me, even in these last couple days, to endure my sufferings. Because my sufferings, well, they haven't been that tough. I mean, yeah, I hit my forehead yesterday on the counter or the corner of something, and I screamed for like 13 seconds. But these sufferings are preparing us for a glory to be revealed. Socks, sufferings, obedience, charity. Obedience. Remember when you were a kid? Remember when you were a little kid, Allison, and you said to your mom, "Hey, Mom, can I have a cookie out of the cookie jar?" And Mom said, "No." And you go, "But Mom," and she goes, "It's going to ruin your appetite." And as adults, we go, "I think my mom was just pulling my leg on that." And yet we learned through that obedience to let go of something, to persevere, to trust Mom. Obedience in a tiny little thing. Don't eat the cookie before dinner. Because every adult comes to realize is that obedience demands a lot more of us. When you have children and you have to, and your child screams at 2 a.m. wanting to be fed. Obedience. To how to love this person, care for this person. The mayor of Edina has asked us to wear a mask. Does anyone here like to wear a mask? No hands going up. My latest mask. I don't like it. It's uncomfortable. It makes my hair messed up. I did discover something this morning, though. If I go like this, I could fill this with Cheerios. It's a small little act of obedience. And what if my wearing a mask has nothing to do with blah, 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 but what if my wearing a mask can be used by God to help me to become more obedient, so that when God asks of me something more than wearing of a mask, which is really a small little thing, I will say yes. I mean, after all, I have said yes to being a celibate, to being a priest, to not determining where I live or where I work. If I can obey that, it's because Mom said, don't eat the cookie before dinner. Obedience. See, we as Americans hate obedience, don't we? We are self-determined in everything we do. And there's something beautiful and wonderful about that. It's helped us to really do great things in the world. But obedience is to help us to be holy. Because in the end, eating the cookie is not the big deal. In the end, it's having much fruit before I go to God. Charity. Charity. One of the ways that my heart can be cultivated is by me doing charity, good for others. It's really exciting this week. There's one of our high school kids, Jack Sexton, who's a senior, I think, at St. Thomas. He and some other guys are creating a little food drive for St. Albert. There's details in the bulletin. And so you can go to the bulletin and there's details because they're looking for practical things. I thought they just wanted the leftover ketchup in my thing. They go, no, we don't need ketchup, but we need coffee and we need crackers and it's all kinds of things, flour, brown sugar. Whatever. Those are some things that could be used. Practical things that are being asked. Charity. This Friday, bring a bag of charity to Our Lady of Grace. Another way of being obedient. See, there's a clock here. I'm supposed to be done when it got to 28. I'm 10 seconds over. See, it's written right there. What if the fruit became the seed? What if the fruit of my sufferings became the seed for you? What if the fruit of my obedience became a seed for you to be more obedient? What if the fruit, the seed of my charity became a seed for your greater charity? Wouldn't that be great? Because see, you, all of us, whether we are sitting in the front pew or from Lakeville, we're all called to bear how much fruit? Much fruit.